Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. It's your girl, Evangelist Faye, and I missed yesterday. I am feeling a little under the weather, but God has me and he's keeping me to press forward. And I'm going to give you the word for today, Thursday, October the 29th, prayer life. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit be surrounded by us. Bless those that's listening to the broadcast and bless those that are receiving the word of God. We pray and we hope that God will keep you safe during the COVID and your families, and bless those that are sick and shut in. May the blessings of the Lord confer a healing towards them. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. All right, prayer life. Let me get with this, and I won't hold you long. Begin to pray for provision by starting with a plan. First, stop worrying and start praying. Second, with prayers, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Next, reflect and examine your circumstances and find contentment. Things might not be as bad as you thought. Observe how other Christian women found favor through prayer. Amen. Then give yourself permission to ask and seek a solution. If a child or a friend comes to you and asks for bread, would you give them a stone? No. God also gives what is good unto those that ask. Finally, and last, renew your faith, release your fears, and believe. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read from Matthew 6:25-28. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than a raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for the sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take your thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil, neither do they spin. This is my word for the day, and I'm Evangelist Faye. And I'm talking about the prayer life. I also gave you scripture in Psalms 37:1-7, Philippians 4-6. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 9-13. 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 1-7 and Matthew 9 chapter 9 verses 20-22. Those are a few verses that are here for you to read for the prayer life. And again, I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And God loves you. And I'll be back with another word tomorrow. It's Friday. Yeah, I normally don't do back-to-back, but I am. And I will. God bless you. God keep you strong. And pray for those when others cannot pray for themselves. Amen. Amen. I love you. And God bless you. 'Cause he first loved me. Take care. God bless you.